Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today have been thrilling audiences with their folk and Celtic sounds for decades. Their latest project is called Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School. Please welcome Keith Raines and Tara McGovern.
I ride an old paint, I lead an old Dan, I'm going to Montana. Throw the Julian, they feed in the coolies, they water in the draws, their tails are all matted, and their backs are all raw. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow, for the fiery and the stuffy are raring to go. Now old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, and the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. But the old man keeps singing from morning till night. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. So when I die, take my saddle off the wall, saddle up my pony, lead my pony from the stall, tie my bones to the saddle, turn our faces to the west, and we'll ride the ranges that we love the best. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are raring to go.
Thank you.
Live music this hour from Keith Raines and Tara McGovern. Launching a new project, Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School. Keith and Tara, welcome to our stage at the
Thank
Java
you.
House in
Thank
downtown
you.
Iowa City. Been here so often mm-hmm. with as the part of the Beggarmen, the Celtic group. This is a new project, Keith. Tell us how this started and what is the idea behind it?
Okay, actually it does go back a while to 2012 when I was teaching at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, and there's a program called the Endowed Faculty Chair, which is it's a mini sabbatical that if you are awarded one of these grants, you get some released time for a project. And it could be an academic project or an artistic project, usually involves some kind of research, maybe some kind of writing. And my idea was to take a lot of these folk songs that I've been playing for decades and do some research, write a series of essays about them and about the craft of balladry. Mm-hmm. I did that, and then it turned into a website, www.folksongsyouneversang.com, where you can find those essays. They're linked to web content, such as various performances of the songs. But the title, Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School, came about at a band practice when I sang that very song, I Ride an Old Paint, before we started practicing. And Joe Dutcher, who's Tara's husband, said, well, where'd you learn that song? And I said, I don't know, grade school, I guess. And he said, old Bill Jones, his wife, she died in a pool room fight, and you learned that in grade school? And I said, well, yeah, kids were a lot tougher back then. And I thought, well, you know, this is sort of like literature. There's lots of different interpretations. There's lots of different ideas about this literature. I'd like to learn more about this. And okay. So you can find those essays on the website. And now it's turning into these performances and also a recording that we're hoping to finish up this weekend.
Okay. We're going to hear a number of the songs, folk songs you never sang in grade school. Again, that website that Keith just mentioned, folksongsyouneversang.com. Let's go back to music. Keith Raines and Tara McGovern on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. What do you got for us next, Keith and Tara?
This is going to be a song that Tara is going to sing. It's called Let No Man Steal Your Time. And what I found out about this was thyme, along with lots of other herbs and flowers and plants, have a symbolic meaning that goes way back in Western civilization. Thyme, in this case, refers to purity, or more specifically, virginity. So the title, Let No Man Steal Your Time, well, I guess you can figure out what that's all about. Here we go.
Fair and tender maids who flourish in your prime, beware, beware, keep your garden fair. Let no man steal your time, let no man steal your time. For when your time is past and gone, he'll care no more for you, and every place that your time was waste will all spread all with rue, will all spread all with rue. For woman is a branchy tree, and man's a clinging vine, and from our branches carelessly he'll take what he can find. Take what he can find. The gardener's son was standing by. Three flowers he gave to me, the pink, the blue, and the violet too. The red, red, rosy tree, the red, red, rosy tree. Well, I forsook the red rose bush and gained the willow tree. Then all the world might plainly see how my love slighted me, how my love slighted me. For woman is a branchy tree, and man's a clinging vine. From our branches carelessly, he'll take what he can find, he'll take what he can find. flourish in your prime. Beware, beware, keep your garden fair. Let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your time.
Thank you. And I mentioned the botanical imagery in there. One thing that's great about that song is there's so much imagery in it that it requires one of the characters actually a gardener. And one of the herbs in there, rue, symbolically represents regret. And that's where the expression, you'll rue the day, comes from. So we've got another song here that has some floral imagery. This is called I Wish My Love Was a Red, Red Rose. And one thing I found out about this is Robert Burns, the great Scottish poet, borrowed from this. This is an old Irish song, and Robert Burns borrowed from it for one of his compositions. And there's you can see the real similarities between the verses. Of course, all of this existed before copyright laws, and recordings was just passed on through the folk tradition orally, and so you see lots of similarities in these songs. I wish my love was a red, red rose grown in yon garden fair, and I do be the gardener of her, I would take care. And not one month throughout the year my love I'd not renew. I'd garnish her with flowers fresh, sweet William, thyme, and rue. Oh, I wish I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. And if I were a blue cuckoo, I'd sing my love to rest. And if I were a nightingale, I'd sing the morning clear. I'd sit and sing to my Molly about our love so dear. I were in Dublin town and sitting in the grass, in my right hand a jug of punch and on my knee a lass. I'd call for liquor freely, I'd pay before I'd go. I'd roll my Molly in my arms, let the winds blow high or low. Thank you.
my love were a red, red rose growing in yon garden fair. And I do be the gardener of her, I would take care. And not one month throughout the year, my love I'd not renew. I'd garnish her with flowers fresh, sweet William thyme and rue.
Thank you.
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer with another performance from the Java House in downtown Iowa City before a crowd of, I don't know, 40 or 50, who's counting? Roughly, something like that. Keith Raines and Tara McGovern on our stage. Keith has a new project out there, an attempt to document, to honor, to share folk songs that he loves with some personal thoughts and essays. He's done some research. This performance is working with Tara on this project as well. You can find out more about these folk songs you never sang in grade school at folksongsyouneversang.com. And we're getting little snippets of research, glimpses into the past, glimpses that Tara just characterized as public service announcements from yesteryear that we can listen through the ages. So when we talk about folk songs, so sort of the range, if you were to give me a range, Keith, of how far back these songs have their origins, it would be from what time period to what time period? How many hundreds of years ago?
I'd probably say a lot of these songs, these popular ballads, are from the 1400s, 50, and on up. Mm-hmm. The most recent one we have in the collection was from the mid 1800s. Some of them, though, the actual mythology goes back a lot farther than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, passed down, as you mentioned, through the oral tradition.
Right.
Let's go back to music. What do you got for us next? What period are we in between?
Right now. We're actually gonna play we also play instrumental music. Some of these songs get a little bit heavy. In fact, I did a body count when I did my research. I originally wrote about, I think it was 12 songs, and I counted up the number of dead or dying by the end was 16, and then one that was kind of ambiguous because she was being led over the mountain by a werefox. But his teeth were gleaming, so we don't quite know. So maybe 17. So they get a little bit heavy. That's why they're songs that maybe you didn't sing in grade school. But we like to break it up with instrumental music, specifically Irish music, because Tara and I have been playing Irish music together for so long. So we're going to play a set of hornpipes here, Irish hornpipes. The first one is called Mikey Callahan's Favorite. The second one, I call it Ed Conlow's because I can never remember the name of it, and I always played it with a great flute player who used to live in Des Moines named Ed Conlow. And then another hornpipe called The Flowing Tide. So here's to clear the palate, just some instrumental music. Thank you. I particularly like hornpipes. They're usually pretty happy tunes and a little bit bouncy, and they're usually played at a sensible speed as compared to a lot of Irish music. So we're going to do another song, and you asked about what time period we were in. This goes back to a Scottish ballad, and I think probably from either the 1400s or the 1500s. I can't remember. I guess that's a big range. But this has generated actually hundreds of versions of this song. It's called the Twa Sisters, which that's Scottish for the two sisters. That's not really hard to figure out. But it involves three of the deaths in this series of songs, as you'll find out. But the first death is an act of fratricide, the one sister killing another sister because jealous over a guy, pushes her in the river where she drowns, and then it goes from there.
Sisters side by side, ah, the boys are born for me. There were two sisters side by side, the elder wore young Johnny's knife. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny gave the younger a golden ring, a do I dum and a do I day. Johnny gave the younger a golden ring. Didn't give her sister anything. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Walking on the stony brim, a do-i-dum and a do-i-day. As they went walking on the stony brim, all the boys were born for me. As they went walking on the stony brim, the elder pushed her sister in. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, sister, give your hand, a do-i-dum and a do-i-day. Sister, sister, give your hand, all the boys are born for me. Sister, sister, give your hand, you can have Johnny and all his land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, I'll not give my hand, a do I dum and a do I day. Sister, I'll not give my hand, all the boys are born for me. Sister, I'll not give my hand, but I'll take Johnny and all his land. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me.
She swam until she came to the miller's stand. I'll be took her golden ring.
All the boys are born for me. The miller, he took her golden ring.
And then he pushed her back again. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me. Well, the miller, he was hanged on the mountain head.
A two-eyed gum and a two-eyed tail.
The miller, he was hanged on the mountain head.
All the boys are born for me.
The miller, he was hanged on the mountain head. The sister, she was boiled in lead. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true to me. I'll be true unto my love, if he'll be true.
Tara McGovern playing the fiddle there.
Thank you very much. I noticed that somebody posted on our Facebook event, one of my friends posted saying, so folk songs you never sang in grade school, are they like dirty?
Ah.
And I said, no, more like dark and murdery.
Well, speaking of dark and murdery, we're going to take a bold move here, and we're actually going to play another version of that same song. This is the Americanized version. The version that Tara just sang is closer to the old country. What we're going to do is sing a pretty well-known American folk song called Oh, the Wind and Rain. Oh, there were two sisters came walking down the stream. Oh, the wind and rain. One came high, pushed the other one in. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Johnny gave the youngest one a gay gold ring. Oh, the wind and rain. He didn't give the eldest one a thing. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Well, she pushed her in the river to drown. Oh, the wind and rain. Watched her body go floating down. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
pushed her in the river to die. Oh, the wind and rain. And watched her body go floating by. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Well, she floated till she came to the miller's pond. Oh, the wind and rain. Father, oh, father, there swims a swan. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Miller peeled her out with a line and hook. Oh, the wind and rain. He took that maiden from the brook. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Well, it's put her on the bank to dry. Oh, the wind and rain. When a fiddling fool came passing by. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Down the road at the fiddler fair. Oh, the wind and rain. And he took 30 strands of her long yellow hair. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Fiddle bow of her long yellow hair. Oh, the wind and rain. Made a fiddle bow of her long yellow hair. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he made fiddle pegs of her long finger bones. Oh, the wind and rain. Made fiddle pegs of her long finger bones. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he made a little fiddle of her little breastbone. Oh, the wind and rain. With a sound that would melt a heart of stone. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. But the only tune the fiddle would play was, oh, the wind and rain. The only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and this is performance, well, two-thirds of the way through, approximately, a performance recorded at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, where we feature fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Most Friday afternoons of the week, we've been doing it for a good number of years, since way back in 2001. If you'd like to find out more about our shows, go to iowapublicradio.org. If you're sitting in your car or in your kitchen or wherever you are, your wood shop maybe, and you're saying, I would love to hear what I'm hearing again. Actually, you can do that by going to iowapublicradio.org, and there's a pull-down menu for Studio One. Find Java Blend there, or just type Java Blend into the search box there, and you can download the podcast. Listen to it 5, 10, 15 times until the vinyl wears out. No! No, it's the 21st century. It never wears out. Keith Raines and Tara McGovern on our stage this week at the Java House, and Keith's got a great project. Folk songs you never sang in grade school. That's how you finish it, but folksongsyouneversang.com is where you find it. Tara's been helping him out with this project. You find research on that website, and the performance is part of it. Essays, research, and performance. Mm-hmm. And we're going to finish up with a few songs here. Keith, it's been delightful. It's been murderous. What else will it be in the next few minutes?
So, as I said, we're purposefully eclectic. We're going to we'll get to a song eventually here, but we're going to start this out with a waltz that called the Waltz of the Little Girls, which actually is a French waltz that is well into the Irish and the American traditions now. One, two, three, one. Gently falls the rain. I never had but one true love, and in Greenwood he lies slain. I'll do as much for my true love as any a young girl may. I'll sit and mourn all on his grave for 12 months and a day. When the 12 months and a day was past, the ghost did rise and speak. Why do you sit all on my grave and will not let me sleep? Breast is cold as the clay, and My breath is earthly strong. And if you kiss my cold clay lips, the days will not be long. Go fetch me water from the desert sand and blood from out the stone. Go fetch me milk from a fair maid's breast that young man has never known. How oft on yonder hill, sweetheart, where we were wont to walk, oh, the fairest flower that I e'er saw has withered to a stalk. When shall we meet again, sweetheart? When shall we meet again? When the oaken leaves that fall from the trees are green and rise again. When the oaken leaves that fall from the trees are green and rise again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming to the tail end of our edition of Java Blend with Keith Raines and Tara McGovern, and we're so happy that they joined us on the stage. I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, Mitch McAndrew for editing and production assistance. I'm Ben Kiefer, and if you'd like to find out more about this project, folksongsyouneversang.com. is where you should go to find all kinds of. There's recordings there, there's research, and Keith will be adding to that, I assume, right, Keith?
Yes, that's correct.
Is there a place to give feedback to if you know something about a song?
No, that's a good idea, though. okay. I think I'll add that. That's a good idea. Actually, there is a contact. You can always contact me through an email that's attached to it.
Okay, very good. You're going to launch us into one more song here, and we'll say goodbye part ways until next time. Keith, you've been playing music a lot of years, since you were 5, I saw in your bio.
That's correct.
Tara's got you beat by a couple years. Three years old, Tara started with the fiddle.
Yeah, but he's got a couple years on me.
He does. You've been playing, well, probably 20 years, huh?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you got to send us out with here?
We're gonna end with some more Irish tunes, some reels. This is what we call this the Never Was Piping So Gay set, the first tune. It's a great, lovely reel called Never Was Piping So Gay, and then there's a couple of other reels that I don't recall.
Let's show our appreciation to Tara McGovern and Keith Raines for a wonderful hour.
Thank you very much.
We'll play one here that I don't think we've ever played this for anybody before. We're just working it out, so we'll try it out on you. Tara's going to sing this. It's one of my favorite songs. This involves a guy that comes home and dies. I mean, that's it, you know. First verse, he's gone. And so when you do that in a song, that means that what the rest of the song is usually about the repercussions of dying and what it means to the living. And I kind of like that for some reason. Okay, so this is George Collins. Let's see. How do we... 1, 2, 3, 4.
George Collins drove home one cold winter's night. George Collins drove home so fine. George Collins drove home one cold winter's night. He was taken sick and he died. Sweet little Nell in yonder's room sat sewing her silk so fine. And when she heard that poor George was dead, she laid her silks aside. Oh, daughter, why do you weep? There are more young men but one. Oh, father, poor George has my heart, and his stay on earth, it is done. Set down the coffin, take off the lid, lay back the linen so fine that I might kiss poor George's cold cheek, for I know he'll never kiss mourning for her own true love, the way I mourn for mine. Look down that long, lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry. The best of friends are sure to part, so why not you?